Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we're going to be talking about Elon Musk's interview with the Babylon Bee. We've got a little bit more clarity on his ongoing stock sale, as well as updates to that sale. We'll also talk a little bit about Tesla stock. Really strong day for Tesla today. We've got some news on Giga Berlin, a little bit of news on Fremont, and an update from NHTSA. All right, so starting off with the stock, really great day for Tesla today, finishing up 7.5% to $1,008.87. That was with the NASDAQ doing well, but only up 1.2%. Certainly not the best day that NASDAQ has had recently. But for Tesla, it was. This 7.5% increase is the biggest increase that Tesla has seen since Elon Musk announced his stock sale back in early November. Previously, the best day since then had been about a 5% increase, so about 2.5% above the prior best performance. I think the market the last couple of days finally starting to see the end of the road for Elon Musk's stock sale. He did comment on this in an interview with the Babylon Bee. This was from Sunday, but just posted last night. Not a whole lot of new information in there for those that follow Elon Musk closely, so we just have a handful of points to recap from it. One of those being about the stock sale, Elon giving some clarity on his thought process here.
Did you sell that stock in Tesla because of the Twitter poll?
In part.
Had you made up your mind that you were already going to do that before the Twitter poll?
I have some Tesla options that are expiring next year. So I needed to exercise those options no matter what. And I was like, okay, I'll move forward and exercise those options. So that certainly would be part of it no matter what. But then over and above that, I sold incremental stock to try to get up to the 10% level. So just the option exercise alone would not get to 10%. Mm. So I sold stock that should be roughly make my total Tesla share sale roughly 10%.
Okay, so a couple things here. First, what everyone kind of picked up on right away is Elon saying sold in past tense, perhaps implying that he was done selling, but you have to think of it from his point of view. Remember, all of these options transactions, exercising and selling, that was decided for Elon back in September. So from Elon's point of view, all that's left with those transactions is for them to be executed. Really nothing Elon needs to do or even think about. So here he's basically saying, okay, I knew I had sold X amount from these options transactions, and then those sales back in early November, that was just to get up to roughly 10% or so. So to me, this was actually the most interesting part of it because that seemed to confirm that there would be no more discretionary sales of Elon stock outside of what we've been expecting from those option transactions. Elon elaborated a little bit on that decision as well as general interpretation of his tweets.
Unless you sell stock, there are no realized gains. So then I was like, well, should I sell? Like, what am I supposed to do? Wire, send shares to the government somehow? I don't know if you can even do that.
Yeah.
So then I was like, well, like, unless I sell shares, there's no actual mechanism to pay tax. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, well, should I sell 10%, you know, to in order to pay tax and sort of ask Twitter? And they're like, on balance, they said yes. And so I sold enough stock to get to around 10% plus the option exercise stuff. And I try to be extremely literal so that you don't generally need to read between the lines. You can just read the lines. Mm-hmm. So that's it.
Now, since the interview, Elon has, of course, clarified the interpretation that we're talking about here about the sale not being entirely done, because he's said a couple times on Twitter today that this is assuming the completion of the 10B sales, which are those pre-planned sales. And then we also had another round of Form 4s from Elon sales on Tuesday, again, after this was recorded. So let's catch up on that now, and then we'll come back to the other takeaways from the interview. I've updated our table here with those new Form 4s. So yesterday, Elon acquiring 2.1 million shares again and selling off 934,000 to cover taxes. All that same tax math that we went through earlier this week has now been updated. That's on the right if you want to read through that. But most importantly here, I've made an update to the percent tracker because previously we assumed that somewhere between 17 and 25 million shares would be Elon Musk's total sale target to get to that 10% level. But the big news that we have from this interview is that it seems like it's actually going to be a little bit lower than that. Elon saying around 10% in the interview, and again, seemed to strongly suggest that those discretionary sales rather than the pre-planned sales are now over. So in terms of that 2012 options award, if we look at the bottom there, there's only 3.6 million shares left to exercise. That'd be less than two more rounds of this at the sizes that Elon has been doing. And if he keeps the same acquisition to disposal ratio, that'd mean he's only got about 1.6 million shares left to sell. If that ends up being the case, then Elon may actually only end up selling a total of about 15.5 million shares rather than the 17 to 25 million that 10% number suggested. Again, if that's the case, that would also mean that Elon would be 90% of the way through his sale. So I think that's kind of what the market's figuring out today, or maybe some mix of people misinterpreting Elon being entirely done selling. But either way, people starting to see the light at the end of the Elon Musk sale tunnel. Getting back to the interview then, just to kind of wrap up the other highlights. First, on the stock, Elon said that he had loans on his Tesla stock before the sale, so I think that was pretty widely known before, but him talking about having had loans in the past tense seems to imply that those are now paid off with Elon having sold some stock. So sometimes in the past, that's been used as a talking point against Tesla. I think that really hasn't been valid for a long time now with Tesla's market cap increase, but nice to know nonetheless. The rest of the podcast, again, not a whole lot of new information in there. There was some talk about California just being the land of overregulation, a lot of discussion on wokeness. They talked about his wealth. He expressed how simple it is for him to track his financials because it's all SpaceX and Tesla stock. He doesn't have offshore accounts. He doesn't have any sort of tax havens or anything like that. It's all very straightforward. Then maybe the other interesting thing, they talked a little bit about Neuralink. Elon said that they're approaching about 10 useful bits per second, which may not sound like all that much, but Elon said that they do believe that that is a record for a brain-machine interface. All right, next up today, we've got an update on the status of Giga Berlin. This is from Reuters, who's reporting that, quote, Tesla and relevant authorities have submitted all the documents necessary for the approval process for its planned factory near Berlin, the Environment Ministry of the German state of Brandenburg said on Wednesday, end quote. They also added that the approval process is still ongoing. When I'm sitting here thinking about what else to add to this, I just kind of had to laugh to myself because I don't know. It's just been a long time, and I really don't have anything else to add. Let's just hope that this is finally it, and they get this approval done in the next couple of weeks. Moving on from that, we've got a couple of software updates from Elon on Twitter. First up, on the holiday update, he did say that they're internally testing this, even though we have seen it a little bit externally, but he says that a broader rollout will start tomorrow evening. We also got an update on FSD 10.8, Elon saying that that could be released as early as tomorrow, but that, quote, if we find unexpected bugs, release might be delayed until 24th, end quote. Elon was also asked about autopilot in Europe, specifically under the context of people complaining about incorrect speed limits or the vehicle not reacting quickly enough to changes in speed limits. Elon saying, quote, we're aiming for significant improvement for owners outside the US around March, depending on regulatory approvals, end quote. I don't want to overspeculate, of course, but that kind of, to me, sounds like a hint at FSD beta. Not sure they would need any regulatory approval to improve speed limit adjustment logic. So that's interesting to hear, but either way, I wouldn't put a whole lot of weight in that. That's still a ways out, and obviously these timelines are pretty murky. All right, last couple of things. Yesterday, there was a fire reported at one of Tesla's Fremont facilities. Turns out this was in an administration building and seems to have been relatively quickly contained. So only a couple of minor injuries from smoke inhalation have been reported by the Fremont Fire Department. And doesn't seem like there would be any disruption to any production activities because this was in an administration building. Lastly then, yesterday, NHTSA officially opened up an investigation into Tesla for the capability of gameplay functionality while vehicles are being driven. Obviously, this is meant for the passenger. I've shared my thoughts on this before. Tesla's updated eye tracking with the FSD beta would certainly mitigate this. If NHTSA finds other issues, Tesla can just disable this. Seems like significant overregulation to me, but whatever changes Tesla needs to make here, if any, will be easily accomplished. So I don't see any risk associated with whatever the outcome is here. All right, that will do it for today then. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. Reminder that tomorrow is the last day that the markets are open this week. And I'll see you tomorrow for that Thursday, December 23rd episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.